In the name of our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. Amen. So a sermon usually begins with that acclamation, or in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, our loving, liberating, and life-giving God, or from Psalm, the Psalm 19, may the words of my mouth and meditation of each of our hearts be found acceptable in your sight, O God, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. I'd like you to ask you to take the prayer book, the red book, and turn to page 476. Yesterday we had Rosemary's funeral and Jim could not attend, Jim Graves, because he was in his training once a month. And one of the things that they told him in his class yesterday, does anyone know how many versions of Psalm 23 are in the prayer book? Three. So on 476, we have two in the burial office, the first one, and then the second one, which is the King James Version, which is the most common prayer, psalm at a funeral. And the first one came from the 18th century. And then if you turn real quick in the back to the Psalter, the hymns of Jewish praise, on page 612, you'll see another version, the three versions. And this psalm is always chosen for today through the lectionary cycle because this is Good Shepherd Sunday. This is always celebrated on the fourth Sunday of Easter. So in your travels maybe around the Holy Land or around Europe or places like that, how many of you, let's look at the next slide, how many of you have seen a sheep gate kind of like this, made of stone? Sometimes you'll find an actual gate in the front of it. This is where the sheep are put by the shepherd in order to keep them safe from, you know, wolves and things that will snatch them away and eat them. And so what happens is, with a shepherd, and sometimes they're like this, but sometimes they're made of wood or whatever materials they can find, dead trees or whatever, in the Holy Land in that very arid and dry climate. They will make a type of a sheep pen with the gate. And the next slide shows Jesus sitting at the gate, or the shepherd will sit at the gate or lie down at the gate to sleep and get some rest while the sheep are sleeping, so that those predators don't come in the middle of the night and try to snatch them away. Well, we know that Jesus Christ, our Lord, is the Good Shepherd. He sits at our gate. If we were the sheep, think of yourself as one of the sheep inside the pen. Jesus sits, lies at the gate. But sometimes the wolf can jump over that wall. Sometimes the wolf can get into the pen. And what I'd like to ask us to think today about in this Good Shepherd Sunday is, what are those types of wolves that jump into your pen to try to attack you? Is it the love of money? The love of power or prestige? Is it an addiction, perhaps? Is it our ego? Is it a stuck relationship that cannot seem to be forgiven or to ask for forgiveness? Is it maybe our pride? Maybe our insecurity? Maybe it's fear. Jesus said constantly in the New Testament, "Fear not, be not afraid." Maybe it's some health news that we've received that's not ideal. I have some health news that I'm working on now to have a couple tests done, and I hope it turns out well. And I will let you know and keep you informed on that. I ask for your prayers over the next couple of weeks. I had a lot of fear about it, and I had a pity party for one day, and I said it's time to be strong and pray and move on. But what are those wolves that might jump in your pen? Because when we see those wolves and we see them coming, or they're in there with us, or they're gnawing at our arm or leg, that's the time then to call upon Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, come to me right now, the Jesus Prayer. That's what I tell people going into surgery. If you have fear, if you're nervous, call upon Christ immediately. And Christ to be there. Christ is always with us. But it helps us to kind of clarify, kind of putting on a pair of glasses to see things clearly, that we need to call upon Jesus. That prayer always works. Lord Jesus Christ, come to me. Lord Jesus Christ, come to me, a sinner. I need you now. So I invite us to think perhaps today and this week, Good Shepherd Sunday, to be reminded that Jesus is our shepherd. And when those things that tempt us and attack us cause us to be afraid, to call upon our Lord, because he's right next to us always. And to that we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.